Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking to Cynthia?
Yes, you are.
Hello, Cynthia. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I'm happy to hear that. Just before we continue, I just want you to know that we are not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions. To start with, just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American?
I'm African American.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Chances are 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yes, I'm going to vote.
Okay, would that be definitely vote?
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, let's move on. All right, and what is your age?
I'm 69.
You sound pretty young. Alright. Let's see here. Alrighty. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote, this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10.
10.
That will be a 10?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. No. All right, let's see. All right, so some people care a lot about politics. While politics is less important to other people, how important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Is
politics?
It very politics? I'm sorry, politics. Yes, is this very important? Somewhat important? Not too important, or not important at all?
It's important.
Would that be very important or somewhat important?
Very.
Very. Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Would that be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat? I'm sorry, you were cutting off, Cynthia.
I say I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay, I respect that. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? I'll give you some options, and you tell me if any of this applies. The Biden administration and their policies. The COVID.
Yes.
Okay, the COVID pandemic. The Federal Reserve rising interest rates. Big business.
Yes.
And corporate. Okay, you are allowed, or we can just pick one. So, all right, so big business and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress. Would you still go with the Biden administration and their policies, or would you like
yes.
to change it? Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale 0 to 10 how important an issue it is, the issue is for you to have your member in Congress focus on. Use a 10 if this is most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if isn't important at all. You can use any numbers from 0 to 10. So basically here I'll give you some a list of, and you will tell me if you believe that this is very important for the member of Congress to focus on or if not. Again, you can use any numbers from 0 to 10. So the first one on the list is reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice. Do you think that is not important at all, somewhat important, or extremely important?
It's extremely important.
Thank you. So that will be a 10?
Yes.
Okay. What about creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants?
Now, say that again.
Yes, creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
Well, that is somewhat important.
Would that be a 5, okay? Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Now, that right there is extremely important.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
That is extremely important because I think that should be your right to do what you wish to.
Okay, I respect that. Thank you. Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
That's extremely important. Everyone should be treated equally.
Okay. Reducing gun violence.
Extremely important.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
Okay, do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I say somewhat approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the United States or the U.S. Senate are handling their job? Would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve of the way they're doing because they can only do with so much with the Republicans.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. So to start with, how do you feel about Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you. The NAACP.
Probably somewhere along 75.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Zero.
Okay. What about Barack Obama?
Barack Obama?
Yes.
100%.
Thank you. Planned Parenthood?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. The Republican Party?
Not so good.
Okay. What score or what number would you give to that, to them?
Maybe 25.
Thank you. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
100%.
Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't think I know who that is.
Okay, that's okay. Moving on to the next question. I know it's a long way, still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for? Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote
Biden.
For
Biden?
Thank you. Now thinking about the racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office. All other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are most likely to support. So I will give you two statements, and please tell me to which of these statements do you agree the most. Candidate A, this is the statement for candidate A. Who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. That's for candidate A. I also have the one for candidate B. Candidate B says, who says that? If elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold that cause accountable. All of other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on their jobs and affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote?
B.
Okay. Will that be much more candidate B or somewhat more candidate B?
More candidate B.
Much more. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Nothing at all?
No.
Okay. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. The first accomplishment I have is created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are now non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. Is that very important? Is that important? Not important? Not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse.
Read that again.
Yes. Expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse.
That's very important.
Thank you. Cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months.
That is important.
Would that be very important or somewhat important?
Very important.
Thank you. Made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID.
That's important.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
I appreciate it. Moving on. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. So I will give you two statements, and please tell me if this is convincing or not to you. Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of quota entitlement programs, ignoring that they spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of and our parents and grandparents. Was is that not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Read it again.
Yes, of course. Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents.
Now, I'm supposed to rate that 0 to 10?
Yes. Is that some, that is that convincing, somewhat convincing, or... Zero means that it's not convincing at all. Five is somewhat convincing, and 10 is very convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. We are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedom from extremists since the 60s. They have attacked reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history by trying to ban books on slavery, and even attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as a new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA or M-A-G-A Republicans that aren't going back to Jim Crow. What score would that would you give to that statement from 0 to 10? 0, again, is not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. And 10, very convincing.
10, very convincing.
Thank you so much. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
10, extremely motivated.
Thank you. And what stood out you to most from the arguments you just heard?
What stood out the most?
Yes, from the arguments that you just heard, what stood out the most?
Racism and ruling out healthcare.
You said racism and?
The what?
You said racism and what else?
Oh, I think you said something about discrimination, racism, and all of that.
Okay. I'm adding this now.
Getting rid of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid.
Okay. Medicare, Medicaid. Thank you so much. I'm making some notes. Meantime, how is your day going so far?
Oh, I've had a great day.
Really? That's great.
Yes, ma'am, I have. I'm happy. You have to make yourself have a great day.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm glad. Alrighty, we're almost done. I'm about to ask you last questions on this survey. In advance, I really thank you so much for helping me out. We're almost done, okay?
All right.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of sites or applications for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Have you used Instagram?
No.
Snapchat?
No.
Apple News?
No.
YouTube?
No.
Facebook?
I have looked at Facebook.
Okay. How about TikTok?
No.
Twitter?
What?
Twitter?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, postgraduate, like master, MBA, law?
Master.
Master, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Oh, that's conservative.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none all of your neighbors are white?
Probably half.
Would you say more than half or about half?
I'd say more than half.
More than half, okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural, okay. Were one or more of the grandparents born outside of the United States?
Where were my grandparents born?
Yes, your grandparents.
Mm-hmm. In the U.S.
They were born outside the U.S. or in the U.S.?
In the U.S. In the U.S.
Okay, thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No, both were born in the United States.
In the United States, okay. Were you born outside the United States?
Inside.
Okay. Alrighty. Cynthia, these were all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for helping me out, and I really hope you have a beautiful day ahead.
And thanks, and same to you as well.
Thank you, very, very sweet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.